Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria reaching a high of 31 tomorrow, Johannesburg 28, Mbombela 30. President Cyril Ramaphosa has officially signed the expropriation bill into law, and it sets out how organs of the state may expropriate land in the public interest for various reasons, but Cliff Shiko reports land cannot be taken for no reason.
In terms of this law, an expropriating authority may not expropriate property arbitrarily or for a purpose other than a public purpose or in the public interest. Expropriation may not be exercised unless the expropriating authority has without success attempted to reach an agreement with the owner or the holder of a right in property for the acquisition thereof on reasonable terms. An expropriating authority is therefore obliged to enter into negotiations with the owner of a property required for such purposes. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
So the DA indicated that the party is opposed to various aspects of the act and that the party is in discussions with its legal teams. Here's Willie Okamp.
While the DA recognizes that the constitution allows for acts of redress and restitution, including land reform, we have serious reservations about the procedure as well as important substantive aspects of the bill. We are in discussions with our legal team to formulate our case.
The Good Party's Brett Heron, meanwhile, says their party welcomes the step.
It is not the loaded gun to chase landowners into the sea that opponents to this bill projected it to be.
And the civil rights movement AfriForum says they're ready to take legal action to protect property owners from expropriation without compensation. Moving to party politics, where Anastasi Mokhobu kept a close eye on the latest developments today. First up, the DA dismissed speculations that it's likely to host its elective conference before 2026. The party's federal chairperson, Ivan Mayer, was responding to speculations and reports that support for the current leader, John Steenhuisen, is dwindling.
The party's federal chairperson, Ivan Mayer, has dismissed this, saying the constitution prescribed an elective conference at least every 3 years. The last congress was held in April 2023, and the next one is scheduled for April 2026.
And the MK party announced two members today, two new ones, former Johannesburg speaker Colleen Makubela and the Bapedi crown prince Adil Ntshabaleng. Makubela resigned as leader of the party she started to join Jacob Zuma's ranks. But who is Ntshabaleng?
The energy expert has been an active member of the MK party's National High Command and Economic Transformation Committee with a focus on socio-economic reform and sustainable development. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
And in Davos, Switzerland, the U.S. President Trump made his long-awaited address to the World Economic Forum. Donald Trump says his new administration will bring international peace.
Our country will soon be stronger, wealthier, and more united than ever before, and the entire planet will be more peaceful and prosperous as a result of this incredible momentum and what we're doing and going to do.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles County, thousands of people had to evacuate their homes today due to a new and fast-moving wildfire called Hughes. The fire is raging near Castaic Lake, which is about 72 kilometers northwest of the city of Los Angeles. For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fischer. Enjoy your evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
Get ready, ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up, yeah. And I'll be right here with you till the end. Peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah.